It's time for Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400. Laker Hockey Talk is brought to you by H&R Block and Parker Ace Hardware. And now with Laker Hockey Talk, here's the voice of the Lakers, Bill Crawford, on ESPN 1400.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Laker Hockey Talk. Bill Crawford along with Damon Witten talking Laker hockey. And I guess we should go back and take a look at the Denver series, a good series. I think the one thing that comes out of that, we lose two games, 3-1 and 4-3. We lose that second game with 20 seconds left in regulation. They get a controversial goal that did count, unfortunately, for the Lakers, so we get beat twice. But I'll tell you what, those were very, very entertaining Great Lakes State weekend hockey games, and we could have won either one of them. And I think we showed we can play with the best. Denver comes out ranked number one in the nation after four straight road victories, and Duluth got beat last weekend. So now the Pioneers are ranked number one. So I'd say the Lakers look pretty good.
Yeah, you know, we didn't get to talk. I appreciate Coach Sizek and Ashton Calder coming out Tuesday for the Laker radio show there. I was able to camp out in the rink and watch a lot of hockey here, which was great to be able to see a lot of kids and cover some ground. So the timing of that to catch a showcase event, you know, was just really nice for me to be able to get out and cover a league. But I appreciate those guys coming out. We didn't get to talk, and like you said, you know, it's disappointing. You know, our expectation was to beat one of the best teams in the country, and we came really close. I think we learned a lot about our team, and including that we got a chance to be a pretty darn good team. And like you said, I thought it was tremendous hockey games. You know, style of play kind of match each other quite a bit. And it was entertaining. I thought it was really good hockey games. Liked a lot of things about our team. Certainly, we got to find those couple of areas, you know, including improving our rush D here very quickly. And that was really where they really did all their damage, was on our rush, defending that and getting organized there. I mean, they've got some high-end guys that can make those plays and finish, and that killed us. And then, like you said, you know, a real tough ending there on Saturday. You know, how about the pushback from our team to come out in the third period and, you know, get those two goals, had all the life, all the momentum, and then just, you know, a real poor call, and I'm not sure how it's overturned, and it was the wrong call. There's no question about it. So that's disappointing, but that's the game. You know, we saw that on Monday Night Football. Everybody in the UP, whether you're a Packer fan, Lion fan, you know, it has an impact. And I thought Matt Patricia said it well, that you can't let it come down to those couple calls. And so unfortunately it did for us. But, you know, we've got to move on quickly here. We can't let that weekend creep up. And I don't think it is. I think our guys understand the learning process that's going on here. And, you know, the lesson we need to take out of that weekend. And we're going to see a team in Michigan that's a lot of similarities. I like to play with pace, very good, very dangerous team in transition, you know, another puck possession team, another high-skilled team. So it'll be good for us in terms of prep. We're seeing a very similar team. We're kind of used to that style of play. We understand how valuable puck management is. You know, you turn pucks over, you don't make them play 200 feet. This is a team just like Denver that can really hurt you. And, you know, I think we're better off for going through that weekend. But I liked a lot of things about our team. I think we have a chance to be a really good team, you know, but we got to get better and we got to take steps quickly here.
Yeah, and it's you get like let's say 3 days, maybe a fourth day, because you're on the road on Thursday, but don't have a whole lot of time to work on things. You may have learned a lot in the Denver series, but now you got a very limited amount of time in order to make changes or to improve on areas where you think you need to improve. So this is going to take a while too, and I think what we do is go into Michigan with the mindset that we're going to really compete hard and try to get some work done on some things where we may be a little bit weak at this time, maybe power play. I thought our penalty kill was outstanding all weekend and all season to this point. So, you know, that seems to be rock solid. But maybe that defensive zone coverage you're talking about, or defensive overall on the ice coverage, I don't know how you can work that in a few days, but I guess you can get started at it.
Sure. Well, there's a lot of different ways. You know, part of it starts with film sessions and review with individual players and in group settings or team settings. So, you know, that part's been done, obviously, to this point of the week here as we're about to depart and head down to Ann Arbor. So a lot of that's done. But certainly as we build our practice plans too, you know, one thing that we try to really be detailed in is the way we construct our practices. You know, we might use a similar drill or the same drills, but we certainly have tweaks based on our opponent's strengths and weaknesses. So we're able to get a lot of work done. You know, we actually use Monday as a split session day and do some skill work. We haven't had a chance to do that yet this year with the Saturday-Sunday series and the season just kind of officially getting underway. So we thought we found a lot of value in our Monday of getting our groups out. And when we say skill day, it doesn't just mean it's soft skills. You know, there's hard skills in that area too, the way we defend, the way we battle. So we got a real productive day Monday. And then as we got into Tuesday, Wednesday, you know, a little bit more of our structure and systematically where we need to be better and adjustments we want to make going into Michigan as well. So, you know, productive week. Like you said, you can't do a ton of it. You don't get all day. You obviously got to be careful of recovery and workouts, things like that. So there's still a lot going on. But again, I thought a lot of positive teaching was done this weekend and guys, you know, understand it. And I think the other thing with the rush defense, you know, we weren't so far off. I don't know how many teams around the country can take advantage the way Denver did. So that's a small piece of it. You know, the breakdowns we had, the issues we had were a little bit more individual players, you know, versus a whole thing structurally. I think our guys have a pretty good feel for the way we want to play, but you know, you can't have those one breakdowns. And we talked about it, I think, Bill, maybe Saturday pre or post or maybe both, that there's no passengers in weekends like that. You know, you can't have anybody take a night off or even a shift off against the best teams in the country like that. And so when that happens, it ends up in the back of your net and it has a big impact. So, we'll be fine. It's a good group. Excited to get down to Yost. Obviously not an easy place to go in and win hockey games, but you know, that's really the singular focus, is go down there, have a great start Friday night. That's a place, as you know very well, that building can get into it. They can really get rolling with momentum and emotion in that building. So really having a good road mindset and playing a smart opening 20 minutes is important. Not an easy place to do it. And this will be our first chance on the road to kind of feel that road crowd and the energy that can be in a building like that.
Yeah, I think one of the things that is really good right now for Laker hockey, we competed really well against one of the best teams in the country, the ranked number one, by the way, Denver. But the competition we've created in this lineup is very good right now. We've got some good young guys who haven't played yet, and that's pressing on us. And you can see that out there, because the guys who are like bubble players perhaps right now, they know if they don't give it everything they've got every shift, they're liable to be out of the lineup the next night, and that's the way it should be.
Yeah, we saw some of that. You know, it's challenging. We've got guys that we need to get in, that we want to get in. I'm watching college football and seeing these guys who don't get a chance. They're right in the transfer portal. We don't want to lose these guys. We really like our team. Even guys that our fans have not seen yet, we think they're going to be a big piece of our team. And, you know, we're kind of telling them, I'm not sure if it's going to be, you know, this week or a month out or a year out, but we really believe in the guys that have come in here, and we've got to find opportunities to get them in. It's a really tough thing to do when you don't get exhibition games and when your competition's so such a high level there. And we've got some experienced guys that have earned that opportunity, to keep their role or to grow their role, things like that. So it's interesting. You know, I don't want to get into injuries a whole lot. I know our fans are those who follow closely and know a little bit. Obviously, you know, we're out a key forward that will be a little bit more ongoing. We'll know a little bit more later today about the status of Braden Gelsinger. We also nicked up last week in practice with the loss of Alex Samandel. He's a guy that we thought we'd get a game this weekend potentially without Alec in there. Arvid Henriksen went in, did a really good job. We thought Arvid played well. And you and I discussed this as well. You know, when you have these freshmen, and a couple years ago we couldn't do it. They came in, you know, Gage Terrell and Diego came in, and they were playing huge minutes early on against the other team's seniors, top guys. That's not an easy thing to do and to build confidence and to adjust maybe in a little bit more slow manner. Now we can finally do that. We can bring guys in at the right time, but to put Arvid in against a team like Denver, you know, that's a tough task there, but I thought Arvid did a good job. We got Mike Manera, Bennett Vita still back there that are battling and trying to find that spot, but we've got some order established back there, and obviously our top five, our top six, the way Mitch Oliver's been playing is a really deep group, a really talented group, so we feel really secure about that. But, you know, Ian Johnson's played really well in practice. He's gotten one game, done a good job. Nico Selivanov is ready to play and needs to get in there. Robert Bluger's ready to play and needs to get in there. So how we get him in, we're not quite sure yet, but you know, I do hope and I do think our fans will see them at some point. And you know, once they get in, that's their challenge, is to play so well that they're not on the bubble still. But with our depth, it's going to be a challenging thing for us to kind of handle some of those scenarios.
Well, I really like this schedule early too. I thought over the summer as I looked at it, wow, we're really stepping into the fire. But now that I see what's going on here and that this team has some good potential, I'm glad we're playing these really good teams. For one thing, when you play non-conference, we're going to Michigan and Notre Dame the next 2 weeks. If you wanted to, you could take every guy in your lineup. I mean, if you got room on the bus, you can take him. There's no rule against how many can travel. That's a good time to be able to do that. You can take Selivanov. You can take Bluger on this trip. If somebody gets hurt or doesn't play well, boom, in they go.
Yeah, well, you got some inside sources there because we are traveling everybody, so that will be good. You know, partly because you said we've got the depth, and you know, again, can you go on the road and dress these young guys for the first games? That's asking a lot for them. I mean, again, I think they can do it. You know, Robert Bluger and Nico both played in the USHL, so they've played all these freshmen at Michigan and sophomores at Michigan, guys who came from that league. That league really prepares you. So you know, there's no question they can play. They're good players, and for us, it's fine. The moments and the opportunities to get them their chance. You know, we went with the extra forward, I think the first three games, if I remember correctly, and then the extra defenseman Saturday night there. And, you know, that's one of our challenges too. How do we do that? And, you know, what looks best on paper and what works for our team. But we like our team and we like these young guys that our fans have not seen yet. We hope, you know, we're working with them daily to try to be patient and bide their time. You know, a little bit like Miro Muka got some games last year. He's played well early on. You know, Owen Guy got a lot of opportunities last year with Hampus Eric and being out early, and when Hampus returned, it was tough for Owen to get in. He's played really well early on here, so it's a really challenging thing, and I think it's changed a lot, you know, with the internet and the transfer portal. You know, it's on my mind a lot as I watch these guys in college football that you know, don't have patience and need to move on. You know, it's challenging to manage rosters in today's world, so it'll be interesting to keep going, but we're working hard to keep those guys, and we'd like to get them in at some point soon.
You know, the third period on Saturday night, it was proof positive. The old adage in hockey is shoot the puck. I thought that was two great examples. Shoot the puck. The one, Max Humitz just used high-end skill to put the puck in the top of the net coming off the back wall. The other one, just Dustin Mantz throw it at the net, hits the guy's pads, in it goes, ties the game.
Yeah, you know, and Max Humitz's was a little bit extended offensive zone possession play. You know, we were trying to get Denver stretched out a little bit. You know, they layer pretty good at their net front, so what we call a high climb, and Louis Bidon is one of those freshmen who is playing, did a really good job. You know, he's got a very good hockey IQ, but he got it low to high up to our defenseman, and then Louis climbed. He got away from their net. He drew some coverage away, which allowed for more of a two-on-two net front instead of a ton of bodies to find a pucks to the net. And then one of our defensemen, actually I think it was Louis, ended up throwing it low, and then Max, you know, did a great job winning a stick battle to keep his stick free and buried it short side. And then Dustin Mantz, like you said, it's you know, maybe not how you dream of your first goal going in, but we call those funnels. You know, we want to funnel pucks to the net. It's kind of a fine line for our forwards. You know, I think our fans see we want to be a puck possession team. I think we do a pretty good job of that for long stretches of time, but you also have to generate offense and get pucks to the net, have traffic at the net. And that was Dustin just being a, you know, intelligent hockey player to climb up the wall again and spun and funnel the puck, and the goalie never saw it. And it's a real good funnel goal. Usually those come in off a skate or a redirect, something like that, or maybe a rebound, but that one just beat him cleanly. So it is something we spend some time working on. And again, there's you know, two freshmen that are really you know, stepped in and done a good job. And you know, we talk a lot about retaining our teaching habits in the video we show, and that was good retention by those guys to apply some early system structure into their game.
Well, it was a good weekend. The Lakers played really well against a top-notch team, and we're going to try it again this weekend. We're going to go down to Michigan, always a tough place to play, and hey, in 2 weeks we'll be down at Notre Dame, and that'll be just as tough, if not tougher. Notre Dame's a top 10 ranked team right now, so these are great tests for a young team right now. And I think it's the schedule's going to work out well. We don't start WCHA play till the first weekend in November when Ferris State comes to Sault Ste. Marie.
Yeah, and I think one thing you want to be careful, you kind of mentioned it's a good weekend. You know, I think from our team's perspective, we don't feel like it was a good weekend. We didn't get a win, and you know, at least one for sure against a team like that. That was the goal. And again, Saturday, I thought it was taking a little bit of our guys' hands. We should have been going to overtime, and then who knows from there? You give yourself a chance, and you also have to match up against a team like Denver for 5 more minutes of 5-on-5 hockey. But, you know, so, yeah, no, there's disappointment in the room. There's frustration in the room, and I think we've got to guard against that a little bit because, as you've mentioned, going into Yost, going into Compton Arena, those are not easy games. And, you know, our expectation is to go down and win a game Friday night. And we do that, and the guys are really going to believe and see what we can become and where we're going to get to. But if it doesn't happen, then you start, you know, have to guard against some other things creeping into our game, some outside voices, some self-doubt, things like that. So, you know, it's a challenging schedule, as you mentioned, but I do think it's going to be really healthy for our team. But, you know, we're not going down for a moral victory or, you know, to feel good about where we're at. We want to go down and win a hockey game, and it's going to be a heck of a test to try that.
All righty, we're going to take a break here. You're listening to Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400. We'll be right back with more with Damon Whitten after this.
Everybody knows that H&R Block is the premier tax preparation group in the nation. But did you know that H&R Block offers year-round bookkeeping and business services that will help your small business cut costs, make profits, and streamline the business end of operations? From payroll and bookkeeping to expert tax prep and advice, see the friendly folks at H&R Block on I-75 Business Spur in the Michigan Sioux. Call 635-5970. Put H&R Block to work on your small business. You'll be glad you did. H&R Block wishes the Hockey Lakers success.
Hi, this is Scott from Parker Ace Hardware. At Ace, we make painting a simple pleasure. Ask one of our friendly, knowledgeable Ace associates about our Ace Royal Paint, a high-quality paint at a price you'll love. You'll find Ace Royal Paint starting at an everyday low price of just $19.99 a gallon. It's another reason why, from a simple start to a fabulous finish, Parker Ace can help make your next painting project perfect. Parker Ace, the helpful place. Stop by Parker Ace Hardware. We're looking forward to serving you real soon.
Stop by Parker Ace Hardware at 819 Ashman, downtown Sioux, Michigan.
And now back to Coach Whitten and Bill Crawford for more Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400.
All right, second half of Laker Hockey Talk on a Thursday morning in Sault Ste. Marie, and the team leaves today, Damon, to head for Michigan. A tall task there. Yost's always a tough place. Big corners, great crowd. They make a lot of noise. They get on your team. They get on your goaltender. It'll be interesting for our young guys. A lot of these guys haven't really played at Yost before, even the veterans, because we haven't played there in a few years. But it's an interesting place to play. It's a great atmosphere for broadcasting. I know that. I think it's probably just as great an atmosphere for hockey. And Michigan's a good team. They're always good at home. Mel Pearson's a good coach. He's building the program there. They've got a few names that are pretty big. Will Lockwood's an outstanding player for them. They've got the former Laker Luke Morgan in their lineup. A lot of good defensemen. I think goaltending's been the big question for them in recent years, but they're shoring that up as well. They'll be tough at home.
Oh, no question about it. You know, really talented team. And they also, you know, you mentioned get on your team. They get on your parents. They get on your wives. So it's an interesting environment to play in, no question about it. You know, and our guys will enjoy it. I think our seniors must have been down there. We went down there and split a couple years back. So maybe just our seniors. I'm not sure if our juniors. I'd have to go back and look what year that is. They all blend together. But no, you know, our guys will be looking forward to the challenge. You know, certainly our Michigan natives, our guys from Detroit in particular, will you know, really be looking forward to the chance to go home and play in front of a lot of family and friends, things like that. And for me, you know, my family's right there in Brighton and things like that, so it's an area I'm familiar with and, you know, some good battles with. But they're well coached. They've got talent. You mentioned some of the names, the Lockwood, the Pastjovs. You know, they've got York on the back end, first round draft pick. They got Blankenberg on the back end having a really good year. Strauss Mann, their goaltender, is off to a good start. He's a sophomore. He's played really well early on. You know, kind of interesting. They lost Brian Wiseman, the assistant coach, late in the summer to the Edmonton Oilers. He went out with Tippett, who he played with and worked under down in the, I think, in the American League in Texas there. And then they hired Chris Mayotte from Providence, who's a goalie background guy. And, you know, so I think Chris has done a good job there. And I know Mel, talking to him through the process, that it was important for him to you know, give more attention to that position. It's an area maybe in the last handful of years they want to improve and get more details to their game that way. So I think Chris Mayotte's done a really good job going in with Strauss Mann and their goalie crew and, you know, bringing in some stability to that position. So it's a big task, you know. And like I said, I do like that they play a lot similar to Denver. You know, when you go from very drastic styles weekend to weekend, it can be difficult to make those changes and your guys to kind of appreciate what you're going to see. So I do think that helps us, you know, in terms of being very prepared for the pace, you know, the rush offense they bring at you, the mobility of their back end, just like Denver. So, you know, that should have us prepared a little bit more versus when you have that big dramatic style change and you really got to change your game or some of the habits you play with. So I think that'll help us a lot. But good game. The guys are excited to jump on the bus here momentarily and head down, and you know, we'll get a skate in there tonight, and you know, just first time of the year getting away. So I think your team really cherishes that time away. It's a great time to bond. We haven't had that yet, so I think it'll be an exciting weekend for us.
Yeah, we had a question from the fans on the hockey show Tuesday night that Zach handled very well, and you know, you take it for granted because you do it a lot what a road trip is, but the fans don't know about that. So we had this question where the fan wanted to know, take us through a weekend on the road. What do you do? When do you leave? Where do you go? How do you do things? It is bonding time, and this is our first chance to be on the road this season, and it's where the freshmen kind of fit in with that, and you're actually right together. You're in a hotel. You're not all going your separate ways to your apartments or your houses or your townhouse or whatever, and it really does help, I think, bring a team together. I think it helped Denver to go up to Alaska and then come to Sault Ste. Marie and be on the road all that time. They were 10, 12 days on the road. This will be our chance to do that bonding.
Yeah, it really does. And even, you know, one of the biggest disruptions at home is our Friday schedule. You know, like a game day is a pretty, you know, a pretty important routine day and ritual day for all athletes, but certainly for hockey players. But when we're home, we have so many guys, I think almost all of our guys have a Friday class schedule. So, you know, a pregame skate again, like that's big to a hockey player, you know, getting into the routine, having some, you know, familiar things that they do on a Friday is really important. But when we're home, we don't get that. You know, we have some guys that have early classes. They come late to the pregame skate. Some guys have a late class and they have to leave early. Some guys can't make it at all. So it's really disruptive in terms of your preparation. Obviously, it takes precedent over the practice and, you know, our guys are going to class and doing those things. But when we get on the road, all those distractions are aside. So you're just a hockey player on that weekend. And, you know, guys coming out of junior hockey for many years, they're used to that. They're used to jumping on buses or, you know, going wherever they're going to go. And then you just, you know, you hole up in your hotel, your team meals are together, obviously a bus trip down, you're together. It's changed over the last 6-8 years with phones and technology where, you know, when I played, we didn't have any of that stuff. So you actually talked and communicated and, you know, kind of goofed around together. And today's world, it's a little bit more isolated because guys are watching movies on their phones or iPads or whatever. So that's changed a little bit, but it is really important, you know, to jump on the bus this afternoon. Guys, you know, we'll clown around a little bit and, you know, play around a little bit. Then they'll probably nap on the way down, grab a bite to eat. And then same thing Thursday, you know, we'll get on the ice here, later tonight, we'll get on the ice and have a good solid skate in Yost Ice Arena, get a little feeling for that building and the facilities, certainly because a lot of guys haven't played there. And then, you know, a team meal after that where we're just, you know, guys are sitting around a table for a long time, talking, telling stories, getting to know each other a little bit better. And then it's off to the hotels and you're going to have a different roommate for most of our guys than you live with all season long. So, you know, you chance to get to know your teammates a little bit better, where they come from, their background, things like that. And, you know, that carries on through the weekend. And then, you know, certainly after a couple of big wins coming home Saturday night, that bus ride home was pretty special as well. Guys are pretty fired up and you know, it's a good chance to be together there. So really important time for hockey players. You know, road trips are kind of really unique to our sport and an important bond within the hockey world.
Yeah, and yet Michigan's a good trip for Lake Superior State. It's not a long trip. And same with Notre Dame. These are not real long bus rides. It's not like Mankato and Bemidji and in the old days, Miami down in Ohio or even Ohio State. These are pretty, I like how this is setting up. And I also like the idea that we're playing against another team that's a puck possession type, very fast team. We're on their home ice this week. It's not like Denver coming in here, but these are similar situations. I like how this is shaping up for Lake Superior to get prepared for a good season.
Yeah, and then, you know, you mentioned the road trip there, you know, being on the Yost ice, you know, it'll be the first time we don't get the matchups that we're trying to go with. And so that throws a different wrinkle and guys will have to be prepared to different roles. You know, Saturday night we got away from any matchups because we had to chase the game there a little bit and you know, we were less prepared. But going into that, most of Friday and the first two periods Saturday, we were pretty strict in our matchups and getting the right right personnel out against Denver's personnel, that we won't control that nearly as much with Michigan getting the last line change. You know, it can become an important part of our game. I'm also, I try not to be too strict in that because I don't want our best players, you know, missing shifts or so worried about the matchup that we're not getting Max Humitz and the Hampus Erickson line into a flow and going there a little bit as well. But it is change, you know, so sometimes guys that you might be able to protect against the third line or fourth line, or you like that matchup, if Michigan's trying to stay away from it, your fourth line might be going against their first or second line, and you have to see how guys can respond to that and handle that role. So we'll learn a lot about our team because of being on the road, you know, in many different ways, but certainly matchups will be a big part of that as well.
Yeah, it's a chess match, and Mel's going to try to outmatch you there. He'll try to get out his top boys. Lockwood will probably see the ice a lot, and he gets last change, so he can fool around with that a little bit more than you can. You got to try to sit there and figure out, okay, what's he going to do next, and how do I do this? And like you say, you don't want to do it to the point where Hampus Erickson's line's not getting a regular shift or something. You know, those two lines have played really well. I'm thinking of Calder's line, and Calder joined us on the show the other night. Ashton Calder had a great weekend. He scored a goal in each game. He showed great speed. I think that's the kind of guy Lake Superior has who can play with the fast teams and the puck possession type teams. We have a lot of those guys in our lineup right now.
Yeah, we really do. You know, and in Ashton, I think we've talked about this, just had a tremendous summer. I think he's a great lesson for our local hockey players and any parents listening, grandparents listening. You know, the game's changed. Not for a 13, 14-year-old, but when you get 16, 17, you know, the commitment to the game, if you want any chance to play at Lake State or, you know, high-level junior hockey and college hockey, you know, your lifestyle habits are so important and your time in the gym is so important. So I think I give Ashton a lot of credit for, you know, kind of the light bulb going on for him and rededicating himself, changing his body. And, you know, and he does it while he works a side job and makes money and things like that. So it's not easy. Sometimes, you know, some kids don't have to have that job and make some extra money spending money. But Ashton, you know, he's in there working, getting his hours in, but then he's in the gym just relentlessly getting better. So it's great to see him have success early on here. That line, as you mentioned, has been pretty good overall. They're certainly contributing. I still think there's a little bit of chemistry issues that they're trying to go through. And, you know, we talked about Braden Gelsinger a little bit early on. You know, he was kind of with them before the injury. So a little bit of a shakeup there, and we may continue to make some tweaks there. But, you know, we're still looking to identify our top group and chemistry in some areas. But, you know, guys have made it difficult and challenging there. But we like our group overall, including the way Ashton has started.
Well, you stick Louis Bidon in there in place of Gelsinger, and you've got a freshman. And he's not used to this pace yet. It's a big step from junior hockey to Division One, and then he steps in against Denver, only the number one ranked team in the country. I thought he did a really good job, though. You can see that he's a capable player. He can skate, and he's pretty intelligent on the ice. He's just going to get better and better, and that chemistry will probably come around.
Yeah, and that's, you know, I think when we came in Saturday morning, or maybe even on Sunday or Monday as a staff, you know, both assistants came in and said, "Boy, this guy's going to be pretty good." Like his poise is really uncanny. His vision is tremendous. He made some plays that, you know, not many freshmen are making, and I think sent Hummer in once or twice in all alone or in tight. And so he's a heck of a hockey player. You know, needs to get stronger like all freshmen do, adjust a little bit more, but the things he does are pretty special out there. So I think he's going to be, you know, a really high-end player for us and a really dynamic player for us. So, you know, we've been really happy with this play early on.
Well, we've got Michigan this weekend. Always a tough trip, but it'll be a good trip. The Lakers will play well. I think we'll be very competitive in both these hockey games. Then we go to Notre Dame before we come home to open up WCHA play. But, you know, good luck this weekend, and we'll be down there for this series with Michigan, and I'm looking forward to it. You know, it's a great place to call a game, and it's a great place to watch a game, and I know it's tough on the fans. I know my wife will never go there ever again, and she hasn't been there in 10, 15 years,
yeah.
But they treat the fans down there pretty shabbily, but that's all part of it, and great student fan support there from Michigan.
Yeah, you know what? It is. I think my wife's up in the air. She's not quite sure if she's going to come into the games or not. I think my kids will be down for a night and, you know, probably go incognito, no Lakers gear, because like you said, they can be pretty rough on fans. But you know what? Our players enjoy that. It's you know, maybe a little over the line at times there with some of the language and things like that. But, you know, our players are used to that, and some of the junior environment environments they come from. You know, they'll enjoy that environment in that place. You know, it feels strange, you know, after 2 weeks, 2 weeks at home opening up to hit the road. It's got a little bit of a different feel to it. But again, a lot of excitement for our players to get on the bus and, you know, just be hockey players for the weekend. You know, we're at a point in the semester where I think we're just past the midway point. So school's weighing, you know, pretty heavily as you get through the midterms and things like that. So I think for them to get a little breather, get out of town and refresh and go into a great environment, a great hockey tradition, a lot of excitement in our group. And we're excited about our team. You know, it was a great opening weekend. There are a couple weekends from our fans. Saturday will be interesting as well. I think the football game is the same start time as the hockey game there. So I'm not sure what the crowd will look like Saturday night there in Yost with, I think they've got Penn State in football. We'll take any advantage we can get with maybe a little bit more of a tamer crowd. But we like this team and we appreciate the fans coming out the first couple weeks. You know, tune in. I know next Friday at Notre Dame, that'll be a nationally televised game. So if our fans can watch it up here. And as you mentioned, you know, Ferris State just looming down the road here. So, you know, we still want to encourage fans to come out and support this team. It's a really entertaining style of play. And it's a real talented hockey team. So, you know, tune in, check up with, listen in with Bill, and then be ready for that Ferris series a couple weeks off.
Well, we'll be there. We'll have the games on the SFM as we always do. It'll be a 7:30 start, I think, both nights. So 7:05 airtime on the other station. And that's another Laker Hockey Talk. Damon, thanks for being here, and good luck this weekend.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Have a great Thursday, everybody listening. Go Lakers.
All right. That's Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400.
You've been listening to Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400, brought to you by H&R Block and Parker Ace Hardware. Join us again soon for another edition of Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400. WKNW, Sault Ste. Marie's sports leader.